This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
From the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, we'll get back to more of our conversation with Nick Caserio in the 9 o'clock hour. If you missed it, he joined us today, talked for about 45 minutes. Good conversation. You can get it on the Payne and Pendergast podcast. I would recommend you subscribe to that. You can get it on the Odyssey app, on the Rewind. I would imagine some of the fellas on the shows throughout the rest of the day will be playing cuts from it as well. Good conversation as he heads to the Combine next week. Nick Caserio and the staff going to find some new Houston Texans over the next few months. Speaking of which, I would say last year, Seth, you know, as the NFL's gotten more fluid with player movement, you know, particularly quarterbacks and big-name contract players, you know, like Myles Garrett requesting a trade, that was stuff that just didn't happen 7 or 8 years ago. You know, it didn't feel like it did, at least. And probably getting accommodated when all is said and done by the Cleveland Browns. The fluidity of the quarterback market. We know the Texans aren't in the quarterback market, but Diggs was one of those guys last year. Like, Diggs was a guy who Bovada or Sports Online put out odds on what team he was going to play for. Everybody knew he wanted to be traded, and the Texans were in on that market. You know, they ended up getting Stephon Diggs. I don't know if I feel like any of the names I've got in front of me here are going to be Texans this time around.
You know, and I think honestly that the one illustration of the old and the new is I remember listening to Michael Lombardi during training camp on the Pat McAfee show. Michael Lombardi is an old NFL guy. It was a GM and with the Patriots forever. And he was talking about Devontae Adams and saying, no, this is the NFL. Players don't just request trades and then get them. That's not the way it works. I'm like, what the? Have you not been paying attention for the past 5-10 years?
Yeah.
Like, this, so did. And ultimately, Devontae Adams got traded. It was, yeah, it totally works that way in the modern NFL.
Yes, yes, yes. And Devontae Adams, once again, is on that list this year, right? I mean, he's under contract to the Jets, right? You know, they could cut him, I'm guessing, or whatever. And he could end up being, I've seen lists where he's a cap casualty, Devontae Adams. I've got a handful of names in front of me here that I think these are going to be the names that get talked about the most over the next, say, 4 to 6 weeks before it becomes hardcore draft season. You know what? Once free agency's over, everybody kind of turns the page. But call it the next 4 weeks or so because free agency starts about a month from now. Myles Garrett's the big one. I expect there's a 0% chance the Texans are in on any Myles Garrett talk.
No, that wouldn't make any sense at all.
Nope.
Given what the Texans have for this season at the edge rusher position, and you're gonna have to pay Will Anderson coming up here within a few years, and it just doesn't make any sense. I'd love to have him on the team, but it doesn't make any sense.
I think it's safe to say they're not going to be on any of the quarterbacks. Sam Darnold will be a big name that gets talked about in free agency. Aaron Rodgers is already a big name that's being talked about because he's not going to be a New York Jet next year. So I don't think that, obviously, they're not in on any of those guys. I think once again we're back to where they may be in on some of these wide receivers, possibly. Right?
In free agency.
In free agency.
Not the trade market guys.
Well, maybe even maybe even the trade market too.
Okay, well, which receivers then?
I would say, well, right now it would have to be a trade for Davante Adams, Deebo Samuel, and Cooper Kupp because they're all under contract. But yeah. Maybe they get cut. T. Higgins is the one that's the big free agent. He's about to get franchise tagged, probably.
Yeah, so a trade for T. Higgins would also be super, super pricey.
Yes.
And, I don't think that's
put Higgins aside.
What the Texans need to be doing. I think, man, every time I talk about which players I would want to trade for or who I would want to spend on in free agency, it just really comes back to, I guess I really want them to draft a wide receiver. And I want them to draft the right wide receiver.
Yeah.
So that's all. That's all you got to do.
Right.
Draft a wide receiver, and be sure you draft the right wide receiver.
You didn't demand Nick to make any moves this time around when we had this pre-combine.
Because he lied to me last time.
You don't want to be lied to.
I told
to
him to go out and draft for a defensive back during training camp, and he said he'd get right on it. And then nothing.
Well, they drafted one. You wanted him to trade for one, I think. They drafted Lassiter. Yeah.
Right. I said I wanted him to trade for a wide receiver, and he said, yes, we'll get right on that.
Okay. Well, you
and
just,
they did not.
Okay, you just said defensive back, so that's what I was...
Right. I said trade for a defensive back. This was after the draft.
Okay.
It was like headed into free agency.
Right.
I mean, or headed into training camp.
Right. DeMarcus Robinson, ASAP, a texter says. Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. I like DeMarcus Robinson from the Rams. 7 touchdowns. In 31 receptions last year. He made plays, man. Every Rams game I watched, it felt like DeMarcus Robinson was making plays. I would like him.
Okay, let me ask you this, Sean.
Okay.
Do you have the balls?
No.
To sign Daniel Jones as a free agent, as a potential reclamation project?
No. No.
Oh, come on. Why are you scared?
Do I have the balls to do it? No. No. I don't have the balls.
I'm actually kind of intrigued.
I don't have the stomach. I don't have the chest. Whatever body part gets equated with boldness by any particular person, I've heard it various times. The chest, the guts, the balls, whatever it may be. I've got none of them to have to look at that blank stare throughout training camp, wondering why is this guy here?
Do you have the guts? Sam Darnold doesn't make any sense because Sam Darnold has already kind of had his reclamation moment and he fell apart at the end of the season. But I could totally see him getting a respectable deal somewhere as either a bridge quarterback or an experiment or just some GM that's like, I guess, whatever.
Who, Darnold? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Darnold's going to make good money, I think, this cycle around. Like, there are a lot of teams that need quarterbacks, and this isn't a good draft for quarterbacks. That's the thing. So I think Darnold's actually going to get paid more than maybe we think he is. As far as Daniel Jones goes, here's the thing, and it's not even a Daniel Jones specific thing. I just don't need the distraction of a new OC doing any sort of reclamation project with anybody. You know what I mean? Like, let's focus on CJ. Davis Mills is fine as the backup right now. And let's go. Daniel Jones is an interesting one, though, man, to see if some team does bite on it. I don't think he's going to be starting in week one next year, but I think some team... Like, there was talk of, who did I see yesterday? I think Pittsburgh, maybe, was talking about Daniel Jones because of the Arthur Smith element to it, where he's able to kind of dumb it down for athletic quarterbacks a little bit.
Yeah, and that was one of those things that I think was just speculation. Oh, no. It was the sports radio guy up there, the same guy that said that Deebo Samuel was definitely going to be in Pittsburgh.
Andrew Filippone.
Yeah. So the last time I remember hearing Andrew Filippone, it was when he... basically said it's a done deal and that Deebo Samuel was going to be in Pittsburgh.
No, it was Brandon Ayuk.
Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, he promised it. He said Brandon Ayuk will be a Pittsburgh Steeler. And he was wrong. He was wrong. He's an injured 49er.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We got a text message saying, hey, because we're talking about wide receivers, and a texter says, what team has ever won a Super Bowl paying two overpriced wide receivers? Now I would probably need to dig a little bit deeper and find out what exactly the texter means by overpriced. I'm going to take that to mean expensive wide receivers. Sir or ma'am, I will point to the Philadelphia Eagles, who with an expensive quarterback,
yeah,
just had the third and 11th highest paid wide receivers starting for them this year.
Yeah, Devontae you really Smith had to dig deep for that one, Sean. That was
1 year. Yeah. Yeah, which here it is. Which team wins big with an overpaid wide receiver group? Even Brady lost with Randy Moss. Yeah, they did go 16-0 and lose in the last minute of the Super Bowl. What are we doing here?
Yeah, I don't even know. Just put it through your own filter before you text in that question. All right?
Yeah.
Don't ask Sean a question that Google would have answered for you in 3 seconds, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Cooper Kupp is the one on this list that we were going through in this segment, Seth, that is, I think, of the wide receivers that are available. I'm not counting Diggs because he was a Texan last year. I'm talking about guys you would bring in from other teams, either via a trade, and Kupp would probably be a lower level trade, like a day three pick kind of thing, as banged up as he's been. Kupp is the one that's the most intriguing because you got the ties to Nick Cayley. You know, he's when he's not injured, he's still really good. He's when he's fully healthy, it doesn't look like he's necessarily lost a step or anything. It's just he doesn't stay healthy all the time.
Yeah, trading for Kupp, I'm just going to be surprised if somebody trades for Kupp, unless it's a seventh-round pick because they have to take on all that contract.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense. His contract is astronomically above what his actual play has been over the last couple seasons, and he's injured a bunch, and he's 31 years old. It doesn't make a lot of sense that somebody's going to trade something respectable for him. And the Texans aren't in a position where they can just eat a bunch of salary.
Yeah.
So if some team is cool with eating a bunch of salary, they got the Commanders. I mean, the Commanders might want to. They've got a boatload of cap space, and they might just want an experienced guy out there to flesh out their wide receivers group. A team like that makes sense, but the Texans, it doesn't really make a lot of sense.
The Texans are at a stage where the math doesn't work anymore. You know, they don't. If it was last year, then I mean, they traded for Diggs last year. You know what I mean? Like, if it was last year, I would see that as way more of a likelihood. Now, granted, Slowick was their OC last year. I think a lot of the ties to Kupp and the Texans, at least the people who are wishing this, bring up Nick Cayley every time. But Cayley knows him. He was in the building with him. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Let's circle back to some of the things that Nick Caserio had to say in our conversation with him. We asked him about Diggs, C.J. Stroud's offseason. One of the best answers we got, Seth, was to your question about the evaluation of defensive linemen, maybe the difference between defensive linemen and them being, you know, a little off kilter you were trying to get a little love for your former position group. I thought we got one of the best answers of the interview on that, on how the Texans view certain players. And Nick had a great quote about that, which you'll get to hear. Nick Caserio joining us earlier. That's coming up next.
Hey, you want to hear this? If you are concerned about your retirement, and maybe you don't feel good about your retirement plan, or maybe you're saying, like, retirement plan, don't be that way. Be able to respond confidently and say, oh yeah, I feel great about my retirement plan because I went to Trajan Wealth. Trajan Wealth has advisors with decades and decades of experience that can help you craft a retirement plan that you feel good about. It does not take long at all. It does not take a bunch of stress and energy to get it done. It's way simpler than you might fear. Give them a call today. They've got two offices in the Houston area, and they're here to help you feel great about your plans for the future. 346-371-3330. That's 346-371-3330. They are family-owned, they're veteran-led, and they're deeply committed to getting their clients on path to have a happy and healthy retirement. You can check it out online at TrajanWealth.com. That's TrajanWealth.com. TrajanWealth.com. It's Trajan Wealth, your local trusted financial fiduciary. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Paid advertisement.
Texans OC Nick Caley is here.
Ready? I'm going to invest, and I'm going to work hard, and I'm going to bring a great energy and a great vibe every day, and I run where I'm going on the field. I move fast, and I have fun. I love this.
Welcome to H-Town, Coach.
Insider access, exclusive content, Sports Radio 610. The Texans play here.
From the attorney Steve Lee Traffic Center, 713 Call Lee, 69 East Tex Freeway, northbound at Little York. It is the left lane blocked. And good news in Baycliff. They've got a lane on each side open for you to squeeze through on 146. But please just pay attention. This is a fire in the golf cart store, and they finally got it under control so that you can at least squeeze by in Galveston County, 146 both directions at Miles. Headed up to the low 40s, but don't be.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.